Human rights campaigners in Russia and in the West have accused Vladimir Putin of retreating on democracy. They point to several recent actions. He's abolished direct elections for regional governors, and he's restricted the Russian media. And critics say President Putin did his best to influence the presidential election in Ukraine late last year. Tanya Lakshina is with the Demos Center, a human rights and democracy group in Russia. She joins me from Moscow. Now, how legitimate are the concerns that I've just cited?
This criticism, in fact, is absolutely legitimate. It is obvious today that President Putin and his government are wiping out the foundations of Russian democracy, of Russian civil society, such as independent press, independent judiciary, independent parliament.
President Bush has styled himself as a friend of President Putin. Will President Putin listen to what President Bush has to say? What makes it worth his while to do so?
President Putin is bound to be hostile if he becomes a recipient of such a message. But nevertheless, I believe that it's a principled matter for the United States, because if President Bush wants real friendship and real cooperation with Mr. Putin, in that case, he's got to indicate that Mr. Putin has to adhere to the principles of human rights and democracy, which are the core principles for the United States. This is something that the Russian Federation is not ready to adhere to. In that case, real friendship and real partnership are just not possible. Also, it's particularly important that the same principles are also true with regard to the anti-terrorist campaign in which Russia and the United States are partners.
What about in Russia? What sort of internal pressure is there on Putin, and what's the state of political opposition there?
Putin's situation in Russia is rather complicated because there is a growing public discontent with his policies. The two things that he promised explicitly were order and security. And order and security are just not there. It seems that Russia is ready for changes, but one of the key problems is today that there is no strong political opposition. On the one hand, Mr. Putin has done everything to wipe out oppositionary political parties, but then at the same time, there is no united front within the opposition, and there is no strong leader that could join in different oppositionary forces.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Tanya Lakshina is a Russian human rights campaigner speaking to us from Moscow.